Well, let's bring in the man that told us we had an enhanced chance of severe weather yesterday, and indeed it was. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Thank you for the picture.
Did you see? Now, I don't know whether that was a tornado or not, but we have great listeners now that send us pictures, and there was another picture sent of that same location, but from a different angle. And it looked like a tornado that touched down in Amenia Union, but the National Weather Service will confirm that or not. But what'd you think when you saw the picture?
Definitely a tornado. Definitely. I think they need to redraw the location of Tornado Alley. Nice. And they're going to bring it right up to New York State.
It's amazing, isn't it, what's happened
this
summer?
It's amazing. Yeah, what did we have? I think we had like three tornadoes so far this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Well, nothing like that today. Hazy, humid, 85 to 90. There are showers and thunderstorms right now moving down from the Great Lakes into Erie, Pennsylvania. I don't think they'll grab us until tonight. And the overnight low tonight, 70. But tomorrow we have occasional rain. Could be a thunderstorm. Highs will only be in the mid-70s. That's because of this Great Lakes system teaming up with the leftover moisture from Laura. Sunday, a nice day. Partly sunny, breezy, less humid, 80. And sun and some clouds, and 80 on Monday.
All right, now, let's back up just a little bit, because in the 7 o'clock hour, Robert Levinson, one of the directors and managers of the Sharon Playhouse, will be on the air with me. And for tomorrow night, beginning at 8 o'clock, they have the Motown Under the Stars show, which is outside. I spoke with him yesterday, and what do you think's going to, you know, is the rain that's going to be off and on going to be heavy, or is it just going to be light showers? And will it be raining in between like 6:30 and 8:30 tomorrow night?
I'm pretty sure that there will be rain at that time. I'm not thinking along the lines that it would just be a drizzle. There could be some heavier showers at that time because it will coincide with a cold front that will be moving into the area and moving out by midnight. So, unfortunately, the chance is there.
And Sunday, if they decide to move it, Sunday looks like it's going to be a beautiful evening.
Not a problem. That's what I would do.
All right. Well, I'm going to be speaking to them at about 20 after 7, so we'll find out.
Right. But that's what I would do.
But they wanted to wait to hear your forecast this morning. So.
Well, that's very nice of them. Thank you very much. I guess I'm going to head up to the lake tomorrow. I'm just hoping that, you know, I could drive while there isn't any heavy rain. Once I get there, I don't care because I'll be indoors finishing up the set for the honeymoon. So I'm not worried about that. And today, my sister is coming up from Long Island, and it'll be the first time that she's seen this house. So I'll take her... I'm going to take it down for lunch. I'm going to take it to Piermont. Have you ever been there, Marshall?
To where?
Piermont.
No. What's Piermont?
It's a town right by the Cuomo Bridge.
Okay.
So it's right on the water. And they have, you know, outdoor lunch, dining, the whole bit. Very, very, very nice. So I figured it would probably be a good idea to take it down there. So I'll take it down there, and then her friend will pick her up. They'll have dinner, and then they'll leave tonight.
Oh, so you'll have a nice day with your sister.
Yeah, it shouldn't be bad. No, yesterday, I geared up just a bizarre evening with the Mets. And I started updating the radars at 4 o'clock. And then it's 8 o'clock, and I'm putting through the next update. And I get an email from them telling me that the game was postponed, that the teams walked off the field after the initial start because of that stuff in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I geared up for a rough night, and it turned out nice and easy.
Well, there you go. Some side benefits for social protest.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Oh, goodness gracious, Pat. I don't know. We don't. You know. I know that, and I mentioned this earlier, I know that now everybody, has a phone that's capable of great pictures. And yesterday, once again, and this is the great thing about community radio, Pat. Yesterday, in the midst of the storm, people start sending me these images that I can talk about on the radio and put up on our social media pages. And it's amazing how when people in other communities see what's going on around them, get a better feel for it. It really is truly an amazing thing, social media. It's one of the good things that it can help calm people's nerves, see what happened, where it happened, how it happened, what time it happened. And then when people submit pictures like they submitted yesterday of not only the damage afterwards, but what appears to be a tornado actually happening is always amazing to me. And we thank our listeners because they're the first line of information that we get information from on storms like this.
Yeah, you're right. And with the advent of, like you said, the cell phones with the cameras and video cameras, we're seeing more and more tornadoes, and we're able to study them a little more and hopefully come up with better forecasts. I mean, I think the Hurricane Center did a flawless job with Laura. I think they were excellent.
Well, and the National Weather Service did a great job issuing that advisory yesterday. I mean, everybody yesterday was waiting for something to happen and hoping it wouldn't happen. And it did happen, but because you're already forewarned, you're prepared.
Exactly. Yep. It's not a surprise. So you knew that it may be coming. And sure enough, it did.
Well, and thank goodness that 30-foot water surge never occurred near a populated area.
No. In fact, they're still going to go back to the records and everything and see just how high it was. But I believe it was 12 or 13 feet.
Still 12 or 13 feet.
Still real high, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be in a building that was hit by a 12-foot wall of water.
No, definitely not. You saw the damage, too.
Oh. Yeah. And the trees down there, I mean, we have big trees here. Don't get me wrong, on the green. So when a tree comes down up here, you're always amazed because they're humongous. Well, the trees down there are all humongous, and it looked like they lost thousands of trees.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
It takes a generation. What? Better that than lives.
Yeah. Except I heard somebody on NPR say something stupid this morning, and that was, well, the surge didn't come. Just remember, it's only a forecast, not reality. And I'm saying to myself, what a stupid thing to say. Only a forecast. It's a forecast saying that there potentially could be a 30-foot surge, which is unsurvivable. So you say things like that, and that's how people learn not to trust forecasts.
Yeah, you're right. And they did say that the storm surge would be non-survivable. You're right.
Yeah.
So the people who passed, I think there were six so far in Louisiana, those people try to ride it out.
That's amazing. Amazing. Well, yeah. I want you to have a good weekend.
You do the same.
I want you to say hello to your sister for me, even though she doesn't know me.
I will. And I'll see you on Monday.
We will be here Monday and tornado-less.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.